AP News. I'm Marcela Sanchez. Thousands took to the streets in Los Angeles after President Trump deployed National Guard troops. Protesters blocked off a major freeway and set self-driving cars on fire as officials used tear gas, rubber bullets, and flashbangs to control the crowd. The demonstrations began Friday as immigration raids took place across the city. The Trump administration's new travel ban has gone into effect. Citizens of mainly African and Middle Eastern countries are now banned from traveling to the U.S. High-level U.S.-China trade negotiations are being held in London on Monday. The two countries agreed in Geneva last month to a 90-day suspension of most of the 100% plus tariffs they had imposed on each other. Global markets were mixed on Monday as investors waited for the outcome of these talks. Israeli forces seized a Gaza-bound aid boat and detained Greta Thunberg and other activists on board. The Freedom Flotilla Coalition, who'd organized the voyage, said the activists had been kidnapped by Israeli forces. Israel said the passengers would return to their home countries and the aid would be delivered to Gaza through established channels. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports a UN ocean conference opens in France as pressure mounts to turn promises into action on protecting the ocean.
One watchdog group has found less than 3% of oceans are effectively protected. That's well below targets. A major focus of the Paris summit is to push to ratify the High Seas Treaty, which would enable conservation in international waters. The host of the conference, France, claims progress, but has been criticized for weak enforcement in many protected areas. The conference will also address climate funding, plastic pollution and deep sea mining, with outcomes to be presented at the United Nations in New York this July. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports jury deliberations are set to continue Monday in the Harvey Weinstein sex crimes trial.
The jury in Harvey Weinstein's retrial in New York on rape and sex assault is set to get back to work deciding the fate of the disgraced movie mogul Monday. The seven women and five men began deliberating Thursday. On Friday, a 25-year-old male juror asked to be removed from the case, telling the judge other jurors were treating a member of their panel in an unfair and unjust way. But the judge told him to keep deliberating. The judge also denying a mistrial request from Weinstein's lawyers, saying this is nothing other than normal tensions during heated deliberations. Also on Friday, the jury asked for a readback from Weinstein's three accusers. The 73-year-old pled not guilty and said any sex was consensual. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.